Frosty, 18 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Google, a step closer to the end of a trial in which the Justice Department accuses the tech titan of monopolizing internet and tech markets.
In Alexandria, Virginia, closing arguments in an antitrust trial involving Google, a judge to decide whether the tech giant's online advertising constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department and the coalition of states have said that Google should be forced to sell off its ad technology business. It is worth tens of billions of dollars to the company. A ruling is expected by the end of the year. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Tariff talk from President-elect Trump. He took to social media to announce he'll impose by executive order a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. from China, Mexico, and Canada on January 20th. Walmart, the latest major corporation to bow to pressure from right-wing activists, rolling back its DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. This is ABC News. Just in time for Thanksgiving week travel, some airport service workers didn't show up at Charlotte Douglas International Airport on Monday.
Most of those workers did show up for work today. These are janitorial staff, people who push wheelchairs at the Charlotte Airport, and they are demanding higher wages. And today, some of them decided to walk off the job in protest. But I've just checked in with the airport and the airlines, and things are looking pretty smooth at the Charlotte Airport.
ABC Sam Sweeney. A New York City holdover from the pandemic is on the way out.
For thousands of New York City restaurants, they were a lifeline.
For the revenue for the restaurants and for just like more seating.
For some of the millions of New Yorkers who live in the city, they've become kind of a pain.
I think they probably create some hazard and they do take up a lot of parking spaces.
The dining shed set up because customers were afraid to eat inside during the pandemic must be removed by Friday, the city says. They can be put back up again in the spring, but with a lot more rules in place.
ABC Sherry Preston, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the mid-30s, partly sunny, breezy, and chilly. For tonight, mostly cloudy and crisp, a low down to 23. Wednesday, increasingly cloudy, a few light snow showers later in the day, and a high of 38. Thanksgiving Day Thursday, 31, with a small chance of snow showers in the evening. And Friday, sun peaks, brisk and breezy, a high of 22. Right now in Richland Center, following yesterday's mixed bag of precipitation, 15 one-hundredths of an inch of precip yesterday in the rain gauge. Right now with a wind around 9, yes, it feels cold out there today because it is. We're at the overnight low of 18. That's how it stands weather-wise today, Tuesday, November 26th.
Oh, say, can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched. So gallantly streaming, and against red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that a flag was still there.
the Savior cry, and you shall be free from all sin. At first I could not understand what it meant for me to have a friend to stay close by. But gradually I saw the way to the light, and Jesus said, you'll not be denied. Now I'm living faithful to God in heaven above. He leads me so close by His side. I love Him so dearly, He is a man of love, and He is my one and only guide. Same for you. But if you go on and won't trust in His word, I pray heaven show mercy on you. As I go on looking back over my life, thinking of the things I used to crave, no strife, and I thank the Lord that I'm saved. Yes, I thank the Lord that I'm saved.
We start the day in a positive way with Con Hunley and When I Was a Sinner. Before that, our national anthem from Leanne Rimes. Hello, friends. It's time to get together again here with the Light in the Milk House show. Phil Knee with you, stretching out, and ouch. Anyway, we're ready to go for another day here in Southwest Wisconsin and getting you ready for lots of things to tell you about in terms of the holiday coming up in just a little bit. There are those who will be saying hello to the holiday weekend as early as today. And there are some schools, not all, but some schools are done today in terms of before the Thanksgiving break. A few others will go part of a day tomorrow, but I know the school kids, probably the teachers too, getting a little excited about a few days off. Oh, it is cold out there today. I mean, I knew, I read the forecast yesterday, it was going to be a little chilly, but even more so, temperatures in the high teens right now, and that air moving around a little bit, around 7 miles per hour. So it is a bundle-up morning here in Southwest Wisconsin. Let's start those chores. Here's Paul Overstreet.
Well, the guys that I work with, they work real hard, and they like to have a good time. At the end of the day, it's a time to play, and they like to go and unwind. Well, they make a lot of jokes, and they laugh, and they poke fun at me cause I don't stay long. And they can't understand why a married man is in a hurry to ever go home. Well, I just tell them that all the fun that I'm never gonna need, I got a wedding at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance, and she throws a great party. No, there's never any dull minutes around here. Something always going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. I used to be a fool and a sucker for a high time, any time, night or day. I had around the clock smile, just caught me and I would be readily on my way. But to tell you the truth, I was lonesome and blue, praying for a little light in my life. made that little woman my wife. Let me tell you that all the fun that I'm never gonna need, I got a wedding at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. No, there's never any dull minutes around here. Something always a going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. We got two little kids calling me daddy, running all over the house. When they finally go to sleep, their mama and me cuddle and we snuggle and we party on the couch. Yeah, I got all the fun that a man could want waiting at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. Around here, something always a-going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. I said, now all the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. Right at home. I got all the fun that a man could want. All the fun that a man could want.
This month, let us all remember the courage and sacrifices of those who served. We thank every veteran for their dedication. Sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Muscadet American Legion Post 85, TKO Barbecue, and Richland Cattle Center.
Shake the hand of all the world, especially every boy and girl. And if the only tears you shed were tears of joy upon your bed, that made the seeds of your love grow to flowers for the world to know. And if the world would do the same, life could have a brand new name, the one we've all been dreaming of. If there were only time for love. The problems that you're facing now would vanish into air somehow. There'd be no one to bring you harm. We'd walk together arm in arm. Peace would reign across the earth, and Eve could have her Adam's work, and every man would have a smile, and ladies' kisses last a while, and we could take each other's hand, and be the other's biggest fan, and sing a song to God above, if there were only time. Someday and pass your door along his way and come in and sit down a while and see the beauty in your smile. Just like his father's house above, where there is only
Roy Clark on the Light in the Milk House show. If there were only time for love. 5:16, the time this morning. From Community Calendar, Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club meets the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, including tonight from 6:30 until 8. Meetings held at Eagle School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or a Zoom link, call 608-604-7743. The Family Thrift Shop Board will meet at 1 today. They'll be meeting at Park Street Christian Church here in Richland Center.
Happy holidays from Heather from the Creative Outlet, where special orders for craft supplies are available weekly.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV & Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country RC.com.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School boys basketball team. The event is held in the River Valley High School gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School boys basketball team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
Recliners for free? Yes, please. Grab reclining sofa love seat set and get a matching recliner at no charge. A-plus furniture during our Shop Small Saturday sale.
In sport action from last night in girls basketball, heard on the radio, Ithaca was a winner over Wonewoc Center 51-30. It was River Ridge 46-23 over Fenimore, and Westby beat Brookwood 40-36. New Lisbon over Lafarge Youth Initiative 53-40. Kickapoo with a victory against Cashton 60-45. Prairie du Chien 51, Mount Horeb 22. Highland over Iowa Grant 53-32 as well in area girls basketball. More girls basketball tonight, and the boys' schedule gets underway tonight with a few games. In the NBA, Indiana was a winner, 114-110 over New Orleans. Orlando 95, Charlotte 84. Detroit 102, Toronto 100. Boston 126, the Clippers 94. Dallas 129, Atlanta 119. Memphis over Portland 123-98. Oklahoma City 130, Sacramento 109. Brooklyn 128, Golden State 120. New York 145, Denver 118. From the NHL, St. Louis 5-2 over the Rangers. Rangers, Tampa Bay 8, Colorado 2, New Jersey 5-2 over Nashville, Washington 4, Florida 1, Carolina 6, Dallas 4, Vegas 5-4 over Philadelphia after a shootout, Detroit 4, the Islanders 2, Ottawa 4-1 over Calgary, Winnipeg 4, Minnesota 1, Seattle 3-2 over Anaheim, San Jose 7, Los Angeles 2. From the NFL last night, Lamar Jackson threw two touchdown passes and ran for a score. Derrick Henry rushed for 140 yards, and Baltimore coach John Harbaugh improved to 3-0 against his brother as the Ravens beat Jim Harbaugh's Chargers 30-23. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
5:22 the time, the Light in the Milk House show, shining a light now on the aerobic polka. If you're so inclined to polka along with us, or just tap your toe, whatever, here we go. My goodness, a smoking aerobic polka, Hans Mueller and the band, and let's have a party. Oh, boy, hopefully you warmed up a little bit. 18 degrees here at WRCO. We're not used to this yet, no. Ooh. 5:25 on the Mel Cal Show. Here's Charlie Pride.
I'm no stranger to loving arms. Well, I'm accustomed to ladies' charm. You know I didn't just ride into town. You might say I've been around. I've seen the fire in lovers' eyes. I've seen a lot, babe, in my time. I didn't think that there was much I'd miss. But let me tell you this, I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn right. I've never loved like this before. Never been so loved in all of my life. I want forever to be like tonight. I'm gonna need you till the day I die. I've never been so loved in all of my life. Amazing, you're naturally fine. You got a hold on this heart of mine, and I don't want you to ever let go. Well, I just want you to know, I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn right. I've never loved like this before. Never been so loved in all of my life. I want forever to be like tonight. I'm gonna need you till the day I die. I've never been so loved in all of my life. Been so loved in all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn right. I've never loved like this before. Never been so
loved. A little bit of tear let me down. Spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. When you said you were leaving tomorrow, that today was our last day, I said there'd be no sorrow, that I'd laugh when you walked away. But a little bit of tear let me down. Spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. I said I'd laugh when you left me, pull a funny as you went out the door, that I'd have another one waiting, and I'd wave goodbye as you go. But a little bit of tear let me down. Spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. Everything went like I planned it, and I really put on quite a show. In my heart I felt I could stand it, till you walked with your grip through the door. Then a little bit of tear let me down. Spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown. Oh, but a little bit of tear let me down. A little bit of tear let me down.
Burl Ives on WRCO Radio. Today we're looking at highs around 33 with sunshine, breezy and chilly, and a west wind at 7 to 15. Some clouds tonight, a low of 51. That'd be a dream. A low of 21 for Wednesday, partly sunny and a few degrees warmer, a high of 36. Wednesday night, 20, and Thanksgiving Day, 31, with a small chance of flurries at night. This morning, it is a very brisk 18 degrees at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Some new cattle import restrictions thanks to an old pest. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Make next year's harvest your best yet with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn, which delivers long-lasting protection against above-ground insects and superior flexibility in weed control. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has temporarily suspended imports of live animals originating from or traveling through Mexico. This because of confirmation of the new world screwworm in cattle. NWS are fly larvae that infest living tissue of warm-blooded animals, causing infection. The import ban applies to live cattle and bison. So far, new world screwworm has only been reported in the state of Chiapas near the Guatemalan border and has not yet been detected near the U.S.-Mexico border. A grain originator with CHS says many factors are currently influencing grain markets. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Renee Halverson says the big three commodities are seeing price impacts from a variety of sources.
The wheat market right now is rallying a little bit off of the Ukraine area. Beans down in Brazil, they have great weather in Brazil and Argentina, so beans are kind of on a lower end right now. Corn market is down a little bit. Our spread keeps narrowing, so I'm a little bit more on the cautious side for the March futures.
She tells Brownfield producers should keep a close eye on upcoming USDA reports.
Knowing the dates of the WASDE, which is your supply demand, January you'll be what the final yield was. If they bring that to even 181.5, you're going to see a little bit of a downslide. If we drop that yield off, then you're going to see a little bit of a rally.
The next USDA WASDE report will be released on December 10th. From the U of I Extension Landowners Conference in Oglesby, Illinois, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Supplies of red meat and poultry in cold storage got tighter in October. USDA says frozen red meat stocks were 3% lower than last year, with year-to-year increases in beef and pork production canceled out by solid demand. Poultry stocks went down 7%, implying solid demand for chicken and a seasonal downdraw for turkey. USDA says domestic poultry production during October was 4.9 billion pounds. That's up 4% from October of a year ago, with a 4% rise for chicken canceled out by a 1% decline for turkey production. For the year-to-date, U.S. poultry production is 44.4 billion pounds. That's slightly ahead of last year's pace. USDA's winter wheat condition rating moved higher over the past week, 55% now in good to excellent condition, with a surge of over 6% in the last week. Here in Wisconsin, farmers are ahead of average for harvesting, but last week's weather slowed them down. Corn for grain harvest now 97% done, and farmers are getting a lot of field work done. I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Back in 1974, twin brothers Dan and Don Hartung, just 17, rented 40 acres to grow corn. They borrowed equipment and rallied the family to help, turning their first harvest into something much bigger. Now, the following year, the Hartung Brothers, Inc. was born. From those early days of custom farming, their commitment to meeting local farmers' needs and solving challenges quickly grew them from 40 acres to 800 acres in a single year. Today, Hartung Brothers continues to innovate and grow, rooted in family values and dedicated to helping farmers succeed.
A slow day for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to an unsurprisingly slow start to the week. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. With the Thursday holiday and the typically quiet post-holiday Friday, the bulk of the week's business could actually take place by midweek. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and heifers were $4 to $10 higher, with instances of up to $15 higher. Steer and heifer calves are $10 to $15 higher, with instances of up to $20 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good and the quality was average. Feeder supply included 58% steers. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 552 to 597 pounds, brought $296 to $323. Feeder steers, 653 to 698 pounds, brought $260 to $289. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 600 to 648 pounds, brought $242 to $269. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for solid offerings. Choice up $230 at $309.71. Select closed $1.67 higher at $273.74. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hog prices were not reported on Monday due to confidentiality. Processors aren't very aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. With a Thursday holiday, there could be big movements that happen sometime Tuesday or Wednesday. Overall, demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which continues to provide some price support. But the inconsistency in domestic demand does add pressure to the market. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 83.31. It's 84.31 at the Iowa, Minnesota, and at the Western Corn Belt, it's 83.71. Pork values closed higher, up $1.56 at 93.33, and estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, even on the week and up about 13,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed and feeders were higher ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders had some additional support from the lower move in corn and concerns about availability. And lean hog futures were higher, supported by sharply higher pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were $2 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, Stein has been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up at the higher move in meal. January was 2 1/4 higher at 985 and 3/4. March was up 2 at 994 and a quarter. Corn was down, keeping an eye on South America. December was 3/4 lower at 424 and 3/4. March was down 2 1/4 at 433. Live cattle were mixed out of this week's direct trade. December was down 27 at 186.50. February was 50 lower at 187.70. With the lower corn, January feeders up $1.17 at 255.47. And with pork sharply higher at midday on Monday, December hogs were up 30 cents at 81.97. February lean was 25 higher at 85.92. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
In parts of South America, U.S. pork is a big hit. Up next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
In the first three quarters of 2024, the country of Colombia imported about 90,000 metric tons of U.S. pork, up 37% from the year prior. The U.S. Meat Export Federation's Columbia representative, Omero Recio, says a new pork burger was recently introduced to Colombians.
You have a burger that's made with trimmings, beef trimmings, great burger. But when you have a chuck burger, that's a different product. And that's the same concept that we're using with pork. Oh, no, 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 it's not a burger made with pork trim. This is a Boston butt burger. It's different.
Recio says the Boston butt burger did well in consumer testing.
They told us that they were astonished by these results with consumers. There was 161 consumers in two different cities and people that represented about six different cities in Colombia. And they said that in their 30 years of doing this work, they had never had a product that was met with such consumer acceptance.
Recio says another South American country is also a fan of U.S. pork.
In Chile, they're making something that's focused in on retail with the Boston Butt Burger. And instead of a flat patty, they're making it into a ball. And they're branding it and marketing it as a pork smash burger from the Boston Butt. It's going to be sold at retail.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, holds slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday at 8:30, featuring a wide range of slaughters, steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. As we approach the holiday season, Bloomington Livestock wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving and extends heartfelt thanks to all who have supported them this year. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call 608-994-2020.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
A researcher is concerned about the surge in raw milk demand. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A California dairy that sells raw, unpasteurized milk is recalling some of it after tests found the avian influenza virus was present. Dr. Keith Paulson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory tells Brownfield, it's odd to see what has been happening in California with higher raw milk demand during the past few months.
We've had stories out of Los Angeles that people, that demand for raw milk has really exploded because people think that if they drink it, they're going to essentially vaccinate themselves by consuming the antibodies that are produced in that milk. And immunology doesn't really work that way.
Paulson says H5N1 is probably the least of his concerns with raw milk because there are other pathogens that cows shed into milk.
It's a risk, a public health risk, and we really don't want to see raw milk being consumed for multiple different reasons, despite the claims for health and well-being.
Paulson says pasteurization makes fluid milk safe, and he says the aging process for certain raw milk artisan cheeses also kills pathogens that can affect human health. Fresno County, California-based Raw Farm LLC just issued a voluntary recall Sunday for their whole raw milk because of the presence of the avian influenza virus. Cash dairy prices were mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices unchanged at 66 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up a nickel at 169.5, but no sales. Cheese barrels went down a penny to 164, three sales recorded. Butter fell 2.75 cents to 251.25, six sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk went up 0.75 cents to 137.5 with seven sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Available in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
We'll be right back.
Auto Parts.
Good morning. Here is today's forecast. Sunshine, then partly cloudy later. Breezy and chilly with a high of 33. Also for tonight, some clouds and a low of 21. Wednesday, 36 and partly sunny, a few degrees warmer. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 20. And for Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, 31, partly sunny, breezy and cool, and a small chance of flurries at night. Right now in Richland Center, we're at our overnight low. Bundle up. Get ready as you head out and about today. 18 degrees is our current reading in Richland Center.
There's questions we're always hearing everywhere we go. Like, how do I cut a record or get on a country show? Well, it takes more than just ambition and three chords on an old guitar. There's a few more things you ought to learn to be a country star. You gotta learn to sing like Waylon or pick like Jerry Reed.
You're like Jeanie Shepherd, write songs like Tom T.
Put a cry in your voice like Haggard.
Learn Spanish like Johnny R.
Whisper like Bill Anderson, and you'll be a country star.
Play piano like Ronnie Millsap, or Gilly or Jerry Lee. Yo-yo like Roy Acuff, or talk plain like Ralph Emery. Proud like Conway Twitty. Get a red, white, and blue guitar. Build a swimming pool like Webb did, and you'll be a country star. Be tall like Sonny James is. Tell jokes like Benny Pearl, or be short like Jimmy Dickens, or play five string like Earl.
Get a headband like Willie's. Learn to stutter like a Mel. Get a cap like Roy Clark wore, or a voice like Barbara Mandrell. Be rich like Eddie Arnold. Say you're making more than you are. Get a gimmick like Charlie Pratt, and you'll be country star.
But if you have no talent, and if you're not a male, if you're built somewhat like Dolly, or have a face like Crystal Gale,
come backstage and ask for Harold, Phil, Don, or Lou. For the Statler Brothers Review.
To our veterans, thank you for your service, your sacrifice, and your unwavering commitment to our nation. We honor you this November. This announcement is sponsored by Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Wacker Chiropractic, the Ithaca Lions Club, and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
You to love.
sweet mind. Now you've gone and left me here with somebody new. But I wonder if you told him I bought the clothes on you. When you two are dancing and you whisper soft. Says he loves you so, but wait until the word gets out. I taught you all that you know. Now you've gone and left me here with somebody new. But I wonder if you told him I bought the clothes on you. When you two are dancing and you whisper soft and sweet, I wonder if you'll tell him I bought the shoes on your feet.
Fern Young on WRCO Radio and a country girl. Well, Tony Schumacher will give us the details on the forecast coming up here. We are going to be below normal temperatures after being above for quite a bit of the fall. Everything always averages out, it seems. Bundle up, get those middies on today, and get ready to get out in the outdoors. We have weather coming up here on the Light and the Milk House show in just a moment.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows lower at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The better Holstein calves sold up to $600, with the crossbred calves up to $810. Slaughter cows range from 81 to 95, thin questionable health cows lower. At our last feeder sale, the lightweight Holstein steers sold from 160 to 210, with the heavier Holsteins 145 to 175. Beef steer calves sold from 240 to 287.50. Heifer calves $2 to 260, with the heavy beef steers 185 to 245, and the corresponding heifers 175 to 240. Our next feeder sales will be on Friday, December 6th, and again on Friday, December 20th. At M&M Christmas Trees, you can still come out and tag your real tree, then come back later to cut the tree you have already chosen. Pre-cut tree sales on the Friday after Thanksgiving and along with the reason roping. Have a safe, successful deer hunt and be thankful for all of our good blessings. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, to get your cattle on our sales list for the upcoming sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area since 1963.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
The winning combo of football and Thanksgiving kicked off way before there was anything called the NFL. According to History.com, the first Thanksgiving football game was a college match between Yale and Princeton in 1876, only 13 years after President Lincoln made Thanksgiving a national holiday. Take time to be thankful for what you have and for what our farm families contribute to our well-being every day. This Thanksgiving message for work done on the farm is provided by the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people on West 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the cold air has moved in as expected, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Just a continuous feed of polar weather, basically now through early next week. Temperatures will generally be running about 5 to 10 degrees below normal through the weekend here, so quite a switch from the past couple of months when it was continuously above normal. It's a rather dry weather pattern, though, for the upper Midwest, with all the major storms steering around us to the south and east, as well as through Canada. We're just left with a few dry frontal passages, have some wind shifts, some occasional cloud cover. At worst, we might catch a few snow flurries out there Thanksgiving night, but that's just about it. Again, pretty dry weather through Monday. There are signs maybe toward the middle of next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, that we could see a system drop in from southern Canada with a chance of snow. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. Here's that forecast for today. Sunny skies turning partly cloudy later on. Breezy and chilly with a high near 33. West wind between 7 and 15. Tonight some clouds, low 21 with light winds. Tomorrow partly sunny, just a few degrees warmer, high at 36. North and northeast wind at 3 to 8. Wednesday night partly cloudy and cool, low 20. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny, breezy, and chilly. Small chance of flurries coming up Thursday nights. Your high temperature, 31. Going into Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and colder. Low 17 with a high near 26. Saturday, some sunshine, but cold and breezy. Low near 12 degrees, high of 23. Wind chills will stay in the single numbers all day. On Sunday, another dry and blustery day with partly cloudy skies. Low near 11, high 22. And Monday, some sunshine, just slightly warmer by the afternoon, with highs in the mid-20s. Stay warm out there. Have a great day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your convenience, at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is a brisk 18 degrees. Yesterday's high, it was 41. We did pick up 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. We had some snow mixed in as well. The record high for November 26th goes back to 1990. It was 65. Record low, 13 below zero in 1977. Last year's high, 31. Well, the low was 24. Sunset will occur at 4:29 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning will be at around 8 minutes